Today's show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, an independent fiduciary out of the Sunshine State of Florida. He can do business with anybody in the United States of America, and he is a God-fearing patriot. That's right. Carlos Cortez is a husband and a father who cares deeply about our republic, and I feel very comfortable sending you to Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. Do business with an independent fiduciary who will keep all of your investments right here in the United States, as well as actually plan for you. You're not just a number like you are to these big banks and these conglomerate franchises that are all manipulated and controlled by the Wall Street gangsters and the Biden establishment. Call Carlos Cortez today at Cortez Wealth Management, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Important that we address this today, because although the legacy media is now willing to report on UFO sightings and murder hornets, we aren't going to get the truth from them on the possible negative side effects, the deaths, the miscarriages, and abnormalities being associated with this mRNA injection being referred to as a, quote, vaccine, as these globalists controlling our government are spending billions in this vaccine confidence campaign in an effort to convince you to get jabbed with this unknown cocktail so that in turn the medical industry, big pharma, and the elites of the round table, the faction, stand to make trillions of dollars through this forced inoculation. After Dr. Jane Ruby broke confirmed evidence of some sort of transmission on this program last week, in other words, uninjected people experiencing side effects after being just in proximity or intimately close to those that have succumbed to the carefully designed pressure of the government, things have developed rather quickly. Now, we're going to get right into it with the medical expert, but what you're not going to be told about in the fake news, state-controlled communist mainstream media are the actual accounts of hundreds of thousands of verified and VAERS reported incidents. People are actually ignoring real data, still politicizing these injections in an almost cult-like fashion, much like they don't question the muzzling of themselves with parasite-ridden, nanobot-infested, scientifically unproven masks crawling with worms after being manufactured in third-world disease-ridden countries. We've seen the videos, we've displayed them here. We, on the other hand, will bring you these first hand accounts of what's really going on. Keep in mind, these are only a few examples that came to me directly from listeners, and then, of course, one personal acquaintance of mine that happens to live in my community. Now, I should also note the Stu Peters Show has obtained leaked documents from the Pfizer study, which we will display here momentarily. These documents suggest that the, quote, shedding is something that this company knew about but failed to report to the masses. So I shared that, of course, on my Facebook page with my friends because I'm concerned about them. And after doing that, someone that I know personally reached out to me in my inbox. She wrote, quote, "Oh, Stu, I saw your post and felt the need to comment but hesitate on Facebook for many reasons. There's so much going on right now. I'm in a group of thousands of women around the world that are experiencing side effects just being around people that have gotten it," referring to the vaccine, I being one of them. "Men are experiencing things too. I hope they are talking about it. It's not shedding like a normal one, but a transmission, and the timeline is unknown. It's definitely not good. I wonder who got it and actually read all of this. How can medical staff, in good faith, do no harm, participate? The FDA approves a lot of things in our foods that are banned in other countries because of their effects on your health, yet they won't approve this vaccination. Should make a person wonder. It's only allowed for usage because of the pandemic. Under normal circumstances, it could not be administered. This is beyond frustrating." After opening my Proton Mail, I discovered several other reports. I'll share a few of them with you here. "Hi, Stu. I'm a fellow Minnesotan. Thanks for all your reporting. I follow you in your Telegram. I want to tell you that my sister's doctor at a medium-sized clinic in Hutchinson, I won't give his name because he's afraid of retribution, told her four of his patients had the shot while pregnant and all of them had miscarriages. He's decided that women of childbearing age absolutely should not be getting this jab. Thanks again for all you do, for being so bold and for telling the truth." Here's another one. "Hi, Stu. You are amazing in what you're doing for all of us on Telegram. Thank you so much. I wanted to share this with you. My handicapped sister lives with my mother who has dementia. We have 24/7 private care at her house. Two of the three caregivers are vaccinated. Now, my sister has been menopausal for at least 9 years. Just last week, she started bleeding. I thought it was so strange until I heard Dr. Ruby speak on your show. I mentioned it to the unvaccinated caretaker, and she oddly said she's been spotting unexpectedly. This is so crazy. I'm nervous for my mom and sister now. Are these vaccinated caretakers harming my family? Here's another one. Stu, against my advice, my wife got the first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. Well, you're in the same boat as I am, sir. I felt horrible starting 2 days after her shot. I've had headaches and body aches for the last week. Do you think it's a coincidence? Well, I can't weigh in on that. I'm not a medical expert, but we will ask the medical expert to weigh in on that. Hi, Stu. My in-laws both got the Moderna vaccine and were around them several days a week. Last month, 2 days after my normal menstruation ended, I started bleeding again and did so for another 2 weeks. This has never happened to me before. Something is definitely going on, and I'm concerned for my daughters. Thank you for speaking out and highlighting the issue. In another email, a listener was very concerned because a loved one was scheduled for surgery, which would require blood. Are people being encouraged to donate blood after taking the shot? What about emergency blood transfusions? Should experimental medicine be allowed to enter the emergency blood supply? Now, keep in mind, these are just a couple of accounts from personal testimonials, but we should have seen this coming because we were warned. In 2018, researchers at Johns Hopkins Center for Global Security published a report into the technologies that are already available but have yet to be applied to an emergency situation. Self-spreading vaccines were among the most eye-catching technologies outlined by the research. Using this method, a small number of individuals are targeted so that an entire population could be protected. The report stated the vaccines could, quote, dramatically increase the protection of both human and animal populations. The report says, quote, for human use, targeted release of a weakly transmissible self-spreading vaccine early in an outbreak could create herd immunity in communities and prevent an outbreak from becoming a pandemic. Interesting. In addition to these reports, headlines dating all the way back to 2017 warned us that this involuntary inoculation would be imminent. Vaccines of the future could be as contagious as viruses. Scientists are working on vaccines that spread like a disease. What could possibly go wrong? Coronavirus cure. Scientists plan bizarre self-spreading vaccine to fight pandemic. COVID-19 cure. Scientists plan to develop self-spreading coronavirus vaccine. So last week, we went into a lot of this. We talked with Dr. Jane Ruby about shedding. There's now this leaked Pfizer document from the study that proves that the company was aware that this could potentially be an issue. We're going to talk about that as well as these statistics, the raw data that's actually coming in from the VAERS data and statistics indicating a scary increase in injection-related deaths and injuries, as well as a suspicion that Dr. Jane Ruby has. We're going to try to cover all of this right now because this is very important. She joins us now. Dr. Jane Ruby is an international health economist with over 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical research. And Dr. Ruby, we want to thank you for staying so in tune to this because there are just so many questions causing a lot of concerns. I'm seeing in all of my social media feeds, in my Proton Mail, on my Twitter, and everywhere else, Facebook even, people are starting to come forward, specifically women, and they're saying, I'm having these issues. I didn't know if it was related to this or not. So first, let's touch on the shedding and the leaked Pfizer document and what you think that this might indicate.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Stu. This is, it's almost, the reason I'm staying on it is because it's too big to get away from because each week it's just increasing, it's growing, and it's just getting more and more of concern. So let's start with this shedding issue. It's gotten this nickname shedding, which we really technically use for live virus transmission, like when you have the common cold and somebody next to you gets it a week later. But we'll use it so that we can continue on this topic. The scientists are more talking about it as some kind of transmission. So there's some kind of, and I have to be very cautious here. The scientists that I'm following and that I'm communicating with and my own review and research, we don't know yet what is actually being transmitted. It doesn't look like it's a virus because what this these injections do, these four companies and their injections, they may go about it slightly differently, but they all end up in the same place. And that is forcing the body. And I want to go back to this little bit of a baseline here, forcing the body to replicate not even the natural spike protein on the COVID virus, but a synthetic version of one. And the concern is, we don't know if that signaling that's being injected into people's bodies has a turnoff signal. It appears to be a perpetual repetitive. So I want to share a little bit about what's happening. Something is being secreted. We do know that something is transferring from someone who gets the vaccine or injectable. It's not technically a vaccine by definition. Something is being transmitted to the non-injected person. There's something being secreted. We just don't know the mode of transmission yet, although the Pfizer document that's leaked does make reference to something being inhaled, it's a little vague, or some kind of body fluid or substance emitting out of the injected person and causing some kind of reaction. Now, let me get specific a little bit about the reactions. In women, we've talked extensively about the reproductive system, so that their uterus, their menstrual cycles, even in women that are postmenopausal, they're bleeding. Women who are of childbearing age are having, for the first time ever, irregular periods, whether it's prolonged bleeding or very unusual, cycles, things like that. In men, what's starting to be reported are some really unusual symptoms, along with sympathetic, sort of the similar, dizziness, headaches, maybe some cardiac palpitations. Men, there are reports coming in that some men who are not injected, but who are with either parents or spouses or partners that have been injected, are experiencing swelling in their bodies, swelling of their male genitalia, swelling of the male breast tissue. Erectile dysfunction. So we're going to watch that, because that's a little bit of an earlier signal, and we don't know what the connection is to that. But I want to make mention also of this nanoparticle, this lipid nanoparticle that is overcoming your body's protective barriers. Not everything that you put into your body is allowed to go anywhere and everywhere. And in the brain, we call it the blood-brain barrier. It's an incredibly complex biochemical barrier, if you will. These mechanisms that these four companies are using to push this into your cells, and it goes into every cell in your body, is called the lipo nanoparticle. And I have notes, because this is coming in fast and furious and fresh.
Yeah, well, no, we totally understand. If you have to refer to your notes, by all means.
Absolutely. And so what's happening with this lipid nanoparticle, it's like in a hydrogel. And what's happening is that gel itself is interfering. This is a little bit of an aside, with red blood cells and lymphocyte destruction. Lymphocytes are white cells. That's a broad-based term for all hundreds of different types of white cells. But what's happening is that the spike that your body's being forced to create does break through the blood-brain barrier. And that's why they are currently speculating there might be bleeding in the brain. It's got an affinity for cardiac tissue. When we get to the VAERS doubling, I'll talk about some of the, younger people are being vaccinated either by being forced through their schools or jobs, and we will talk about that as well. And so we're starting to see some early reports of mid-teenagers, and we'll get to that in a second. What they're doing is injecting your body. These nanoparticles themselves contain about 50 billion particles within, and you're getting an injection that's loaded with these nanoparticles. So do the math. This self-replicating of this synthetic spike, something is being passed on. It could be part of the spike. It could be, remember, if it's in every cell in your body's a dynamic system. It is creating, it's building, it's tearing things down, and it's got waste products that come out in your breathing, in your fecal matter, your urine. And so they're starting to make some connections that this shedding, if you will, or transmission is happening, because they're seeing some spike protein material in some of the excreted, fluids in the body. So that's really around the transmission. That's sort of the new information. And again, it's coming out little by little. We're watching it through many different sources, like the VAERS reporting system. By the way, VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System that is part of the CDC. And you can all go to it and you can run your own searches based on what you're looking for, types of side effects, who's affected, those kinds of things, Stu.
And what's the range of the data? I mean, what's the sample size? So, for example, if you're seeing, miscarriages, or if you're seeing deaths, or in certain age groups, you're seeing that. How much of the population is that representing, and how much of this is going unreported completely because people haven't associated it to the injection at this point?
Sure, your question just intelligently linked those two issues. The population, the total N, is really whatever the number of people are that go to the VAERS site and report it. You should report everything regardless of whether or not you as a layperson or whether your doctor told you it is or is not likely related to the vaccine injection that you got. Just report everything you can, and it will be sorted out later. So that's really the limitation of it. The greater number of population is limited by how many people are reporting it. But I will, if we can get into the numbers, what's shocking about the VAERS reports is in this 1 week alone, the numbers have doubled to 118,000 reports. Now, though, let's be clear. Those are not all fatal. Those are not all serious adverse events. But the reporting number of these these COVID injection-related vaccines, experimental injections, whatever you want to call them, has jumped 35%. And remember, before COVID, we just had about 32,000 reported in a year. This is doubled in the last week. And the other thing that's coming out of these VAERS reports, because they're starting to collect on the forms, people are starting to put in whether or not they were survivors of the natural disease. And Stu, let me warn people that people who have had the natural disease, the COVID flu, like I had in March of 2020, are twice as likely, they have two times rather, the number of side effect reports than those who are taking these injections without having had it. And I think that ties into your body's already on a surveillance program that it put itself on from having the COVID infection, which is called antibodies and immunity. And so by taking this injection, you're ramping up. You're telling your body that there's even more danger and it's got to ramp up. And so we'll talk about more about that then, you know, as it unfolds. But I think it's important to know for people that there's an early signal that people who've had the natural disease are having twice the rate of adverse events from getting the vaccine. You don't need the vaccine. It's not a vaccine, first of all, but you don't need any kind of a vaccine once you've had the illness.
Well, you know, there's a certain podcaster that got into a whole lot of trouble and is now apologizing for saying that younger people don't need to get this injection. Nobody needs to get this injection, first of all. There is a reason why the FDA is refusing to approve this thing, number one. Number two is if you wouldn't go and get a vaccination for any other virus that 99.89% of your fellow humans can naturally beat using their own immune systems, then why would you rush and make this an exception? Because this virus carries the same survivability rate. So my question is, why the push? And we still haven't had that answered yet. This is what you commonly refer to as the trillion-dollar question. But when you can start thinking on your own and you step back and look and you say, okay, objectively, the data says this, I think people are going to find more and more that these numbers are low, what you're saying, which is already shocking. And the VAERS reports are already shocking enough, eye-opening, that these numbers are beating in just 1 month after the rollout of this injection what an entire year of vaccination-related injuries or deaths, miscarriages, so on and so forth, had caused in 1 month, crushing those numbers for an entire year. And so I think that people are going to start to find that those numbers are even small, and pretty soon this is going to be large enough to where the mainstream media is not going to be able to ignore this. It'll be interesting to see how they spin it, but they're not going to be able to ignore it. And I think that more and more people are starting to realize, oh, the entire medical industry, big pharma, the media, and the globalists, these establishment politicians and so on and so forth, are getting rich, trillions of dollars, all by using fear.
Sue, you're right on the mark there. Let me add one thing that's really important. And I know I've talked about it before, but it's so important. And I still see people going forward, getting these injections and disregarding what they're really getting. Let me emphasize a couple of important points. When I keep saying this is not a vaccine, it's not a vaccine. A vaccine confers immunity. A vaccine, it stimulates your body to make antibodies so that the next time you get anything near that looks like that virus, your body says, uh-oh, foreign invader, I know how to gobble that thing up and get rid of it. These injections do not protect you against getting COVID-19. Newsflash, surprise, that's the bottom line. They're not designed to protect you. Anyone can go and look on the Pfizer site, the Moderna site, the J&J or the AstraZeneca, get a look at the protocol on clinicaltrials.gov. In order to get your study posted up there, you have to put up what's called endpoints. Those are the primary objectives of the study. What am I going to measure? And all of those companies, if you look at them, they're not measuring whether or not you are protected from getting the virus. They're looking at whether or not it transmits. And it also, the primary endpoint was, how severe were your symptoms? Their hypothesis is our experimental mRNA injection is going to mitigate or soften your symptoms, but you're still going to get COVID if your immune system is weak enough and you get exposed to it, which, by the way, as Dr. Jane has been saying for weeks now, viruses burn down. They don't burn up. I've never seen them burn up. And any mutations your body will recognize if you have the antibodies. You are not getting immunity from these injections. I want to make that 100% clear. And if you get that, you're going to think twice about why you're letting them inject this into your body. And if you're doing it because you want to go to a football game or you want to go to college this fall, think again, my friends, because you may not live to finish your college education.
Or because you want to be able to board a plane, or because you want to be able to hold on to your job, or because you want to be able to have these meetings in person rather than having them virtually. It's a matter of convenience. The government and some of these woke industries are and politically driven, politically motivated business owners and executives are using this to hold you hostage, to make your lives a living hell until you finally just crumble under the pressure and say, fine, I'm going to get it. And we all know why. Follow the money. All you have to do during an investigation to figure out who the culprit is and what's going on is follow the money. Figure out who stands to gain what by you being forced to do something. And I don't think, my suspicions are that it's not any different in this case than it is for any other thing that may be pushed on you. We were taught by great parents in our lives as children growing up to resist peer pressure and not experiment with drugs. Yet we are all now being pressured to use experimental drugs.
You know, Sue, on that note, that's a great segue into the last point that I wanted to discuss today and share with everyone. There's a trend. I'm always honest. Until I see big numbers, you know, big amounts of something happening, there's a trend. I will hold back. But I'm getting more and more concerned in what I'm seeing in social media, in what's coming into my Proton Mail, Dr. Jane Ruby at ProtonMail.com. I'm getting a lot more since I've been on your show, a lot more response from people sharing their stories. There's a trend of people having to make that decision you just laid out, and that's why I made the earlier comment, to go to college, to go to work. I'm really getting more and more concerned that employers who are under the protection of this private company umbrella that will keep them maybe secure and allow them to put this pressure on their employees. If you want to make a living, if you want to get a paycheck, you might have to take this vaccine. If you saw the news just an hour or two ago, hot off the press, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida just actually almost reversed himself on his extending his state of emergency EO last week. and now is coming out and saying he's going to make illegal all local mandates for requiring vaccines, masks, things like that. But let's see how that plays out, because there's still lawyers and judges are still telling me on the other side that companies can do that because everyone works at will. And there's a growing problem in a huge medical center in Houston called Houston Lutheran Medical Center, where hundreds and hundreds of nurses are reporting privately and publicly that they are being forced to take the vaccine, many of them, in order to keep their jobs as nurses. Can you imagine? And many of them are walking away from their jobs. And I say, I stand with them, because until this thing is vetted, until the FDA tells us, shows us safety data, till these companies show us safety data, and we learn more to refute what we are finding out, nobody should be taking these, especially not your children, your teenagers. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please protect your children.
Yeah, and I'm calling on our elected representatives in these particular states as well to make sure that they're protecting their constituents and protecting their fellow Americans by making it illegal for these employers to push this, because we don't know what's in it. For example, in Montgomery County, Ohio, so Jim Jordan, pay attention here. Montgomery County, Ohio, now this is the chief prosecutor in that county, the district attorney, if you will. If it's necessary for you to have contact with someone as part of your job duties that is not an employee of the office, you must notify the persons that you have not been vaccinated and get their verbal consent to meet with you. Otherwise, arrangements need to be made. He continues on, if necessary for you to meet with someone, you are required to be wearing a mask, wearing your mask, and request that the other person put on a mask based upon an office requirement. If this is possible, you are not permitted to meet in person, and it is your responsibility to make other arrangements to ensure that your work is completed. Now, he continues on. This is a posting and an email to all of the employees of the county there. Other employees or non-employees are not to be in your office or cubicle, and you are not to be in others' offices or cubicles unless absolutely necessary to perform your job. In those instances, all persons must be masked and socially distanced. He finalized by saying, based on the CDC guidance, fully vaccinated employees are able to meet with each other indoors without wearing a mask or maintaining social distance. This includes staff meetings, team meetings, division meetings, etc. Now, here he goes in parentheses. However, Ohio has not adopted CDC guidelines at this time. Therefore, such meetings shall be limited to 10 or less attendees. You see, so making exceptions to not even follow the science after saying we're following the science. This obviously will not apply to you. And quote, in all caps, you shall not participate in such a meeting, even with a mask. You should obtain the information from someone who attends via Zoom. So there you go. I mean, this is right in black and white. And I hope that Representative Jim Jordan, can intervene here. And people who are using common sense and approach to this, for the love of humanity, I mean, for crying out loud, this looks like a humanitarian crisis to me.
Stu, what you just described that's going on in Ohio, and it's actually happening in many places right now, even in Florida, and we'll see how that plays out, is that these are in various forms and shapes and colors, vaccine passports. We're being inundated. I said to you, the masks last year were the training wheels for the vaccine, and the vaccine is the training wheels for the vaccine passports. We have to rule ourselves. I don't know that we can depend on somebody like Jim Jordan or anyone in the government anymore. I'm just going to say the positive is to take care of yourselves, stay healthy, stay close to those who are not taking these injections, limit your time, close proximity until we know more with those who have been injected. We don't have a government as we've known it. We don't have a Congress, and we certainly don't have the courts. So we have to rule ourselves, and we have to take over these things in our local areas. So I'm praying for everyone. Let's keep watching. I'm going to keep digesting the information. And as long as you'll have me, I'll keep bringing it to the people.
Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Scary stuff in that report, and we appreciate Dr. Jane Ruby providing her expertise, taking the time out to inform us here on the Stu Peters Show as a contributor. Coming up, Deanna Lorraine is on hold, and apparently we have a report. This is not for shock value. I'm being dead serious right now. UFOs are being reported spotted off the coast of Florida, and the legacy media now reporting that an alien invasion apparently is an imminent threat for the United States and globally here for the world. So we'll get details on that with Deanna Lorraine momentarily, after I remind you about our good friends over at Verve Forever. Now, this is the CBD company that I use, and still 50% off. Tim Klund is a patriot, and he's a veteran of the United States military. He's the owner and sole founder of Verve Forever. Everything is sourced right here in the United States, and he says that he's going to extend that 50% off, usually the discount just for veterans, but he's going to make it site-wide for all of you Stu Peters Show listeners by using the promo code VET50. So when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com for any of your CBD, use the promo code VET50 to get 50% off all of your CBD, which can help you with physical pain. Now, if you're getting older like I am, not only are you losing some hairs and the ones that you're holding on to are turning gray, but also it takes us a little bit longer to recover from little injuries. The joints, the ligaments, the muscles, they hurt a little bit longer. The bones some days feel like they hurt. CBD can help you with all of that stuff. Pain creams and oils can help you also with your mental anguish. If you're dealing with stress and anxiety, maybe you have a diagnosis like PTSD or ADHD. This is a natural and holistic way of dealing with all of these things rather than shoving the cocktail of unknown chemicals down your throat. These doctors are just biting, they're chomping at the bit, it seems like, to just shove these chemicals down your throat. Try the holistic and natural way of dealing with this stuff. CBD, I'm telling you folks, it will make a tremendous positive difference in your life. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Use the promo code VET50 for 50% off. Do business with an America First, patriot-owned, veteran-owned company. If you're already doing your CBD business elsewhere, come on over to Verve Forever. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Use the promo code VET50 for 50% off site-wide right now. Deanna Lorraine standing by. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, with everything going on with this vaccination, the masking, the inoculation, people running from each other who have had it, people running from you if you haven't had it, the murder hornets. I don't know where those things are. I feel like we skipped the murder hornets, but everything is a possibility now. It seems that there are now UFOs being spotted all over the place, specifically off the coast of Florida. Deanna Lorraine here with Shots Fired. What's going on now?
Well, Stu, the murder hornets were there, but they didn't really pan out too well. They turned out to be not so life-threatening than they thought. And of course, the deep state and the globalists, they were very, very disappointed by that. They were really hoping for those murder horns.
I think I'm ready for them. I mean, bring it on. At this point, throw anything at us, right? I mean, we've gone through all of this nonsensical BS.
Right.
So send the aliens. Now I guess it's time for that. Well, if they didn't buy the murder hornets, the COVID only killed like 0.0006% of really fat and really old people. The inoculation, they're starting to catch on to this shot now. There's people that are not getting it. They're resisting it. Even after we spent billions of dollars in vaccine confidence advertising campaigns, they're still not taking it. We got to kill them off with something. Let's bring in the aliens.
Bring in the aliens, right? That's the last resort, right? Well, it's just funny. Why are there suddenly all these new reports of aliens and UFOs suddenly making it into the news? And not only any news like Alex Jones or anything, this is mainstream media now talking openly about UFOs. And this is after many, many years of them smearing, first of all, just silencing it. They would never talk about UFOs on a mainstream media outlet ever. But now, and of course, they smeared anyone who even hinted at UFOs or aliens or anything. They were some crazy, crazy conspiracy whack job. But now they're talking openly about it. Even Tucker Carlson has been talking about it on a weekly basis, and they're making a new segment around it, saying that this is an existential threat to the world, to the planet. And if you just do a little search for UFOs and Google News, you can just see a smattering of headlines like how the Pentagon started taking UFOs seriously. The New Yorker, aliens are coming. Alberta RCMP 911 dispatchers field calls about UFO sightings. Are UFOs a national security threat? UFO sightings, Maine and beyond. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So what apparently is going to be happening is the Pentagon is going to be releasing a huge dump of documents in June that will be talking about the presence of UFOs and how they've been covering it up over the years. And now they're trying to be honest about it.
It'll be interesting to see who ends up getting imprisoned or jailed or taken into custody and prosecuted federally and hidden away in some gulag somewhere after this dump of documents comes out. I mean, political prisoners all over the place. We're looking at Derek Chauvin is now in prison. Julian Assange is in prison. Snowden is in prison. Don't you dare release any real information or you'll be forever incarcerated. You'll be disappeared somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. But now they're openly doing it. They're saying they're trying to be more transparent about it, and they've made mistakes over the years. They have messed up. They should be more open about UFOs. Why is this all happening? This is not a coincidence, and it's certainly not a coincidence this is happening right during COVID and when they're trying to lock down again. They are dead set on implementing and finishing off their total system of power, domination, and control over the whole planet. I mean, this is Big Brother, and by force or by fraud, they will finish off this system of total domination, power, and control. And what better way, because we know that the only way that they can really control us is by fear and endless wars. And the name of the war can constantly change, right? The war on terror, the war on drugs, Iraq war, Afghanistan war, and now it's the COVID war. Right? It's still the war. It's still the threat of war. And there's still fear. But there's always war, just the name of it changes.
Yeah, this is called Darwinism. This is survival of the fittest. Natural selection, if you will. If you're stupid enough to go inject something into your body that has been unproven, untested, and is causing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of adverse reactions, including deaths and miscarriages, then you probably deserve to not be around anymore. But there is a bright side, because then the decrease in the population, as all of these left-wing liberal nutbags start to perish and go away, they will be replaced by a more intelligent being from somewhere in outer space.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And understand that this has been going on. They've been planning this massive alien invasion hoax for about 75 years. And what better way to unite the whole world and truly control them and lock them down when there's a threat that affects not just one country or two, but the entire planet? Just like COVID. If you thought COVID was bad, what's coming next is going to be 10 times worse. And this is going to seem like child's play. I mean, this what's happening in the last year has been a big beta test for what they're planning on implementing, to see how easily can we be controlled? How easily are we willing to give up our freedoms, our liberty, and our privacy just because we're scared, just because the media tells us to be scared?
That's right.
And just because there's so much propaganda. So this is psychological warfare. It's massive gaslighting. And they're going to pretend, with the same big players that have been in it with COVID, they're going to pretend that there's going to be a giant alien invasion that's going to invade the whole planet, that we all need to unite together, do whatever the hell Big Brother says, do whatever the hell the government tells us to do, all in the name of our protection and our safety. And most people, it's going to hit them like a ton of bricks. They're not going to see it coming. But people like you and I, who've been studying this for years, will see it coming. And we need to warn people that it's not the alien invasion that's going to be a threat. It's the hoax of the alien invasion. There is no alien invasion threat. But the more that we see this on the mainstream media and on Tucker and on Fox News, that's how you know it's getting actually pretty close. And they're so desperate because COVID hasn't been working as well as they thought. It's worked. It's worked insanely well as far as people giving up their liberties and people rolling up their sleeves for a jab and getting themselves killed, all in the name of science. But as far as still a lot of people that are awakened to this, and a lot of people that are starting to awake, researching things on Reddit and other groups of people's experiences with the vaccine and with COVID, and they're realizing this isn't that big of a threat. They can only continue this gig for so much longer before everyone starts waking up and the masses start overshadowing the people that still believe in this COVID hoax. And they have to come up with a new hoax. They just have to, because they need to implement this full slavery control system. That is all part of their plan, and it's going so well, they can't stand to have anything wasted.
I mean, I know this is serious, but I just can't, I can't hold a straight face while we sit here and have a legitimate conversation about an alien invasion happening in this world. And people are really actually going to take this thing seriously. They're going to hunker down. You're going to run out of ass wipe. Every single convenience store is going to be out of toilet paper. Water is going to fly off the shelves. Weird things like drywall mud. You can't get your hands on drywall mud since in the post-COVID era, which I don't know what's the deal with that. Lumber prices are through the roof. Most people would be building new homes, but you can't afford new construction anymore because of the result. I mean, I can't believe people don't see this. I just can't believe that people are, but you know what? Actually, they do. Because I just need to keep reminding myself, Deanna, the mainstream media, these people, they focus their lenses, they run towards this chaos. They will constantly focus, for example, these Antifa and Black Lives Matter nutbag domestic terrorists that are burning things down in the name, by the way, of career criminal, home-invading, violent thugs that die from overdoses, right? Or shoot at the police, and then somehow the officer who didn't voluntarily just hand his life over in a hail of gunfire is obviously racist, just like everything else is, including Aunt Jemima, for crying out loud. So, right. I mean, we have to keep reminding ourselves that these people that the media focuses on only represent like a half of 1% of the 300 plus million people that we surround ourselves with every single day. It just seems like they are climbing out of the woodwork, though. And more right. and more every day, I'm just boggled. My mind is boggled by the people that are really out here, still right out in the middle of the wide open, 50 feet away from everything, running, exerting themselves, covering their faces, muzzling themselves with ineffective face diapers that are infested with microworms and organisms that we have video evidence of being made in third world countries where like things like diphtheria are still a real thing. They're on the floor. I mean, who knows what they're infected with? But people, in the name of safety, are putting these things right over their face and then putting them on the faces of their children. I mean, right. It's just insane. No. And now we're talking about UFOs. Yeah. My God, are you hearing this? This is nuts.
They think if we can't get those people to put masks on their face or put a jab up their arm, maybe we could get a percentage of those people to believe in UFOs.
And just
maybe
lock down.
Maybe we can get them to think this is a threat.
Yeah, panic. Go to your basement. Never come out until we tell you it's all clear. We will take care of this.
Right. They need to have that. They're the savior. Notice how they always set themselves up to be the savior, the messiah. It's the problem, reaction, solution, right? They're always creating the problem. They're manipulating the reaction and they're creating the solution.
The love and humanity that our government has. Thank God for them, because I don't know how in the hell I would survive if I didn't have Big Daddy government looking out for me and then mommy media to tell me how effective they have been in doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're not going to be looking at and tracking all of our COVID systems with these different apps and microchips and whatnot, and this whole surveillance system, the drones and everything, then they'll say, hey, guys, we're going to double up. Now that there's this huge alien threat coming in, we can use these apps and these microchips inside us to also track alien activity around us. Isn't that great? Even more lockdowns, even more threats, even more surveillance and less privacy and freedom, because we don't want an alien to attack us. Anything's better than that. But what's disgusting, Stu, is these people have become trained monkeys, become trained circus animals over the years with that same recipe, that problem, reaction, solution. They've been glued to the news and using, but through their fault, they've been using the news as their messiah to tell them what to do. And they can't even go anywhere. They can't even tie their own shoelaces without looking to the news first or other people to tell them, how do I tie my shoelaces today? How am I supposed to respond today? What am I supposed to be outraged about today? It is a sickening. It is a mental illness. And unfortunately, so much of the world has fallen for it, especially when we get to these vaccines too. And, you know, we're kind of going from aliens to vaccines, but it all gets tied together.
It's all the
same.
Because, I mean, if you believe in aliens and if you really believe this is coming, then you will believe that this thing that you're injecting into your body is going to somehow cure you from this world-ending plague, which, by the way, nobody's really dying from.
Right, exactly. But they need something to keep it going. And this is the ultimate false flag. Remember, COVID was the beta test. Anything that's going to happen forward from this is going to make the last year just seem like child's play. It's going to seem like a walk in the park. But what's happening now is everyone is just listening to the mainstream media and their fellow parent or school teacher about getting vaxxed. And, you know, sadly, it's leading to thousands of deaths and underreported illnesses, pancreatitis, spontaneous abortions. I was this whole weekend, I went down these Reddit rabbit holes of people posting their experiences and horrific side effects from the vaccine that, of course, the media is not even talking about. Like, hey, you know, I woke up this morning and I just had tinnitus and I suddenly had hearing loss. Anyone else have that? Hey, guess what? I'm paralyzed from the neck down. Hey, I have multiple sclerosis now. I mean, we're talking serious illnesses. People are going to brain specialists, neurologists, eyesights. They're having a sudden eyesight loss and blindness. You can't make this up. But it's funny because a lot of people are saying at the end of these heart-wrenching statements after they've just said that they have Bell's palsy all of a sudden, oh, but you know what? I did the right thing for science. I still wouldn't take it back for the world. I still have no regrets.
I saw somebody that was actually wondering if they should get a double vaccine. I had the Moderna. Does anybody know if the Pfizer is still available for somebody like me? Seriously.
Wait, you beat me to the punch. So I wanted to see if we can, before we get to this next news piece about, yes, there's a 15-year-old actually that tragically died 2 days after he got the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. And I'm sure his mother put him up to it because she said, hey, there's nothing wrong with the vaccines. And even though you're not the age you're supposed to be getting it, there's nothing wrong with it. Trust science. Go for it. I'm not going to hang out with my own son unless you get the vaccine. I'm sure his parents put it up to it. So he got the vaccine, had no other underlying issues, had no other health issues 2 days after he died of a heart attack. I mean, but people just dismiss this. And of course, this isn't going to be covered by the mainstream media. But I was wondering if once or twice a week we can do a little segment, Stu, of dumbest posts, dumbest vaccine related posts that we can showcase here.
Yeah.
Because I was actually going to suggest that one. There was somebody that wrote in saying, can I have two shots? I've already been fully vaccinated with Moderna, but now I have the opportunity to get a Pfizer shot. Should I just double up and have two different kinds of vaccines? I mean, like, right? I can't believe that this is even a thing. Like, hey, I just somehow walked away unscathed from the first vaccine. Maybe I should try a whole nother brand of vaccine and see if anything happens to me then.
It's absolutely insane. I don't have words. You know, murder hornets, vaccinations, UFOs. The same people are believing all of this stuff. These are the same people that are believing that Joe Biden was fairly elected and that he actually occupies the White House and that he's controlling what's happening through legislation, not recognizing that these globalists have completely toppled an entire political system without a shot being fired right before our eyes. And they have done it in 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah.
Since March of last year when COVID first came here. And I was a big racist. I was a big conspiracy theorist. I was an insensitive prick. I was a completely, I was an out of touch a-hole for saying this is going to be politicized. This will spur mail-in votes. This will spur absentee voting. This will spur ballot fraud. Guess what happened? Who was right? And so here we go again. And I guarantee you, you're right about this one. The alien invasion is going to happen. It is. I can't believe that I'm actually saying that on live television, on the radio. The alien invasion is going to happen. Be ready for it. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to be real, but it is going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to be like a hologram. I mean, think about all the special effects that they use for their Hollywood productions. They have more than enough technology to use something like this, to do a hologram.
Yeah, they made it look like a guy was fairly elected in Venezuela for many, many years also. They made it look like one was elected here just recently. They made it look like two of them were fairly elected down in Georgia to the Senate. I mean, it's going on all over the place.
Yeah.
How many Republicans made us feel like they were actually Republicans?
Right. I mean, it's and all they do is just up the ante of hoax. They just up the false flag to more and more extreme. Why? Because we fall for it. It's our own stupidity and blindness. You really can't blame them anymore, because who could you? If you're going to keep falling for something so ridiculous and so dumb and outlandish, you kind of deserve it. So until we all unite and stand against this and say, okay, we're not going to keep falling for the same old traps over and over again, then they're just going to continue to do these false flags, these massive hoaxes. And honestly, we're going to kind of deserve it. So we need to sound the alarm. We need to make sure that we again, stand for common sense, not like this person that just wrote into Reddit asking, am I supposed to wear a mask at the drive-thru? I start getting bad looks when I don't wear a mask at the drive-thru. I mean, he's asking a random group of Reddit people if he should be wearing a mask when he's in his own car at the drive-thru. This is the level of stupidity that people have been indoctrinated with, that where they have to ask other people whether something is right or politically correct or not, instead of just trusting their own gut or their own instinct or their own common sense. They have to look good. It's all about looking good or looking like they're safe or looking like they're caring about other people more than themselves or more than their own common sense. And that's the whole communist goal that has actually been achieved, which is what's I have to be trained to think about what's good for other people instead of what's good or what's healthy or what's right for me. That has been effective. That has been achieved. We can thank the communists for that. But we need to shake other people who are able to get out of it to make sure that this doesn't sweep over the rest of America, over the rest of the world, because there are good people that are still awake to this. The viewers of your show here, there are plenty of people that are questioning it, and we have to be loud about it. We have to get the bigger microphone. If we don't get that bigger microphone, here come the aliens, and we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Well, I will just keep on shots fired. I will just keep on going back to the positive news.
Yeah.
Those that tell me that I am a raging lunatic, those that tell me, what science do you have to be giving this advice? It's a shame and it's scary that you have a platform and you're telling people to wait on this vaccine. Those people are going to be the ones that end up going to get the injection. Those people will be the ones that end up falling over and dying. And that sample group of people, we will be in a better place without them. Sadly, I mean, I don't know. I'll probably get kicked off the air for saying that. But you know what? I will never lie.
Same thing.
I will never lie on this platform. And that's just the truth. Deanna Lorraine, shots fired.
I felt guilty for thinking that last night, but I was thinking maybe Darwin's theory is true. I mean, maybe this is, if you're that stupid to try to get a second vaccination, or you're that stupid to just think, oh, well, you know, I have multiple sclerosis now because of the vaccine, but, you know, I'm dedicating my body to science. If you're that dumb to get a vaccine while you're pregnant or while you're nursing because you think that's going to give your child antibodies, maybe those people are okay to not have around. Maybe those people shouldn't be breathing.
I agree with you 100%. And there's a financial fallout, too. We're going to talk about that coming up right now. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Always a financial falling out. I got sent a headline here earlier from the Fox Business Network at foxbusiness.com. Beijing tops New York City in number of billionaires on latest Forbes list. I guess we really are building China. We can look to see more of this prosperity as Joe Biden continues to pat his sellout cronies on the back and sell out our United States economic prosperity to, well, it would seem the CCP. Carlos Cortez joins us now. Carlos, this is absolutely insane. More billionaires now in China than there are here in the United States. That's really embarrassing.
It really is. Thanks for having me, Stu. You know, as you know, I play hockey. My son is playing hockey, and one day, hopefully, he's good like your son. But as you know, as a hockey fan, they are very adamant about their sticks. And my son is he's 8 years old, and he is coming up as a huge conservative. So we go
good.
To the hockey
store. All right. I like it.
We go to the hockey store. He scored 4 goals this weekend, so we're really excited. I told him, hey, let's go celebrate and buy you a new stick. Well, he goes and picks the shiniest Bauer with the nicest flex. And then he is so excited. And then he just like almost started crying. He said, Pops, I can't get this. I said, why? It's made in China.
Made in China. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, little buddy, what isn't? Right? That's why we do business with Americans here. That's why we do business with you. That's why we do business with Verve Forever. That's why we have a new sponsor that's going to be starting tomorrow. All America First Patriots. That's why I didn't sell out, Carlos.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, it just goes to show you, when is Ford, when is Chevy going to be an American company again? You know, AC Delco is from France. Michelin is from Germany. So even when you see an American car, the whole daggone thing is like foreign.
Yep.
You know, so all parts are foreign. And we understand that. We get that. But it's time that whenever we get this idiot out of the office, it's time to get our trade deals back here in America. Stu, another thing is, you can go buy, you can't really buy a new car right now. New car dealerships are holding off on the Suburban, on the Denalis, on a lot of these SUVs, because they're being pre-built with motors and everything. And they're sitting in the plants because they don't have semiconductor chips to install them from quote unquote COVID. So we need to get our act together, just like how Trump fixed the whole the medications, our prescription drugs, 85% of them were coming from China. Well, we need to take that a step further and literally start manufacturing our own chips here in America so that we can sell the American cars to the people that need them and desire them. Things need to change, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And as the market continues to go up, 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 we know that that's a false flag. We know that's market manipulation. We know that that's more pulling of the wool over the eyes of what used to be unsuspecting Americans who proudly, I am here proudly to say now, that Americans are now starting to question everything, which they should. One thing Right. You never have to question is whether or not your investments will remain right here in the United States when you do business with a God-fearing, independent, patriot fiduciary like Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. You can give him a call in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. I'll give you a minute to write that number down. Grab a pen and a paper, 813-448-3446. He's in his new office, but he's accepting calls all the time around the clock, or you can visit him online around the clock, 24 hours, globally, internationally, as well as around the world by visiting CortezWealthManagement.com. That's at CortezWM.com, home of the America First Retirement Plan, Cortez Wealth Management. Boy, do we appreciate having you on the show, man. And we will see you tomorrow at this time. Don't forget that my email lives, stupeters@protonmail.com. I'm looking for whistleblowers. If you have anything, any stories, any tips that you want to report, drop me a line. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. And here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the road!